Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chas, and this is day 12 of the dog days of podcasting, I believe. And I am just... Okay, so I'm going to talk about the food first, because the food doesn't really relate to the dinner. But, I mean, The dinner does not relate to the movie, and the dinner was actually lunch. But I just made a plate-licking-worthy... piece of salmon for lunch today, and it was, oh, out of this world. So a little while ago, I got this beautiful, beautiful piece of salmon, and it was enormous, and it was a really good price. It was like the size of a platter, and I think I got it for $25 Canadian. And when I say the size of a platter, I mean like a big serving size, serving platter that you can't quite fit in the dishwasher. I mean like it was, okay, maybe I could fit it in the dishwasher, but I mean, it's huge. It's bigger than any pan that I have, you know? And what I did is I cut them into fillets. Very nice, generous portions. But I took this big side of the fish, cut it up into the fillets and stuck them in the freezer, which, you know, I'm sure some people are like, oh my God, how could you do that? But you know what? I did that because otherwise there's no way that I would have felt good buying this piece of fish. So my husband, Tech, he does not eat fish. He likes cooking fish, which is a good thing. He'll cook fish for me because he finds it challenging and interesting, but he doesn't eat fish. So I am the only one that eats fish. And, you know, while theoretically I could sit there and eat a giant piece of salmon, I'm not going to sit down and eat a giant piece of salmon. And I'm definitely not going to have a piece of salmon like every day for 3 days. It's going to take forever. So I ended up getting about, I think it was like 6 to 8 different portions out of it. And so last night I said, you know what? I'm going to be having lunch alone. I'm going to pull out the salmon. It'll be defrosted by lunch. I did that. I just took it from the freezer, put it in the fridge. It was mostly defrosted by lunch. I just put it in a cool bath of water, for like the hour before I made lunch, and then I put it in some tinfoil, and I have this lime infused olive oil that I put down and put on and coated it in, and I used some salt, some pepper. Then I have the honey I get. It's local honey, and it's the solid form, right? So it's got all those tasty little bits of pollen in it. So I spread that over top, and then I put some garlic on it and sprinkle some soy sauce on it, and then I just wrapped it up and I baked it, and I did a nice slow bake, and it came out so good. I am just reeling from how good it is. And I love salmon. I love it so much. I love fish. But salmon is one of the ones that I just, honestly, I sometimes feel like I could get high off of, because the protein, for some reason, my body absorbs it. I feel it right away. It's ahi tuna, salmon, rainbow trout. There's some others, but like those things, I just feel it's like somebody just punched me in the chest full of protein, and I feel amazing and I love it. And it helps that my favorite food is seafood. Clams on a half shell specifically, but I mean, you give me anything from underwater and I'm probably going to eat it. Yeah, that includes seaweed. So I'm just reeling from this amazingly good meal. And the only problem is I had no one to share it with. So I'm sharing it with you. There's a show that I am surprised I did not talk about last year. There's a couple of these shows that I can't believe I didn't talk about last year, but I did a little search on my website, and lo and behold, no, I never mentioned Freaks and Geeks. Freaks and Geeks was a short-lived series. I didn't watch it when it was on the air, I think because it was like opposite Buffy or something. I remember it being opposite something that I watched, so I wasn't watching it. But I caught up with it later and really got drawn into it. The first episode I saw was the last episode. Excuse me. First episode I saw, I think, is the last episode. and it's the Dungeons and Dragons episode, which is really funny because it's the Dungeons and Dragons episode is what got me to watch Community. So this is two shows that I watched simply because they had a D&D episode. And I don't want to spoil anything, but that Dungeons and Dragons episode is really fun. One of the freaks joins the geeks in that game and hilarity ensues. And the freak really gets into it and just totally realizes how amazing this game that is based on imagination can be. Freaks and Geeks is such a fun show. It's smart. It's interesting. It's a Judd Apatow, I think, project. I think it's Judd Apatow. That's his name. Anyway, everybody that's in it became somebody. Like, everybody in it went on to do other things. And it's pretty amazing considering, yeah, they had, what's his name from SCTV? The Pancakes guy, the Count Vlad, wasn't it? I don't remember the character's name from SCTV, but the guy trying to give you pancakes in 3D, he plays the dad. And they had a couple of, I think it's Biff Tannen from Back to the Future plays their gym coach. And, you know, there's a couple of, like, known faces, but all of the kids were pretty much unknown. And now everybody knows them. I mean, Jason Segel, Seth Rogen, something Busey. Oh, no, Busy Phillips. That's her name. I'm like, Busey? No. Something Daily. He was in Bones and he wrote the Spider-Man Homecoming, which was amazing. I did not realize that. And Martin Starr played the academic decathlon teacher in Spider-Man. He is also from Freaks and Geeks, and he's on Silicon Valley currently. And, you know, Linda Cardellini and so many different people. James Franco, like, all of these people were nobodies, and they were amazing. And it's such a realistic feeling. I didn't go to high school in that time, but some of my siblings did. So, you know, I kind of have a little bit of a feel from them on how pretty real it is, but it gets that high school experience pretty good. There is something that, you know, being a geek myself, watching movies where geeks are, and TV shows where geeks are portrayed, it's always interesting to me how these geeks have their own little geek bubble and they have their own circle of geek friends. And that was not the reality for me. So I often look at these shows and I'm like, yeah, okay, that's nice. But at the same time, like, everybody I know grew up, they knew a Bill. They knew I can't remember the other friend's name. But you knew one of every one of these archetypes. Like, you saw them in your school. And, Freaks and Geeks, there's only 19 episodes. It was incredibly short-lived. It was a fight every step of the way. And it was a blast. And I would like to recommend the McKinley podcast to you. It is an intercast. It is a bunch of people seeing Freaks and Geeks for the first time. It is possibly one of the longest taking introcasts, and they swear they haven't podfaded, but they haven't put out an episode in years, so I'm going to say they've podfaded, and sadly, but it is worth listening to their older episodes, because the neat thing is they actually had a high school age person as one of their newbies. That high school age person is almost ready to graduate college now. So, this show has taken way too long to go through 19 episodes. But it was a fun intro cast. And I would totally be on board for anyone doing a podcast about this show, because I love it. And there's so many amazing cameos and guest stars and just awesome, awesome things. So check it out, Freaks and Geeks. And I shouldn't be pairing salmon with this. Like, I think I should be pairing, like, chicken piccata or one of those weird recipes that the mom makes, but we're having plate-licking good salmon with this one.
Nutty Bites is produced by Mimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.